This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's talk a little bit about David Bakhtiari, one of the best, if not the best, pass-blocking tackles in all of football.
Now, it's time to go under the helmet with Green Bay left tackle David Bakhtiari.
Tell you what, though, David Bakhtiari had a heck of a first half when Khalil Mack was lined up over him. He got no pressures out of that.
Driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North, stop by their dealership for the best offers on new and used Mercedes-Benz luxury cars and SUVs in Milwaukee. Go to Mercedes of MilwaukeeNorth.com.
All right, joining us now on the Wendy's Big Show, the all-pro left tackle for your Green Bay Packers, David Bakhtiari. Good afternoon, David. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, how y'all doing?
I'm doing all right. I mean, everybody listening around the state of Wisconsin, I promise you, wants to know how you are doing at this point. They said you left with a chest injury. So what's going on?
Well, I don't like ever disclosing my injuries. I can just tell you that it's definitely not season ending, and I'm just going to take it one day, one step at a time, and I'll be back out there.
Are you playing this Sunday, though? Can we talk about this Sunday?
I gave you more than enough. More than I've said to anyone.
Yeah, so. All right. I'll take it.
I'll leave it at that.
I got no Gary and Leroy here to interrupt me, so I'm trying to get used to this whole one-on-one thing with you. All right, so let's talk a little bit about the game from over the weekend. I mean, you guys go up 10-0. I think the fan base is thinking, like, all right, hey, they may run away and hide in this game against Tampa Bay. And then there's the pick six that Aaron throws, and then the pick right after that. How did that kind of change the vibe, I guess, if it changed it at all, as far as in the huddle, on the sidelines, with this offensive unit after those two picks?
I mean, never good having turnovers in general. That's for starters. And then secondly, you know, when you throw a pick six, that hurts the offense, kind of the momentum that we had. And then both of them back-to-back, it just didn't put us in a good position, and then we weren't able to counter, get out, put our defense in good positions, and then, you know, the game started slipping away. And you got to tip your hat to the Bucs. You know, they stayed strong, they kept at it, and they're a good football team, and they're good up front, they're a good defense, and there's nothing else to it other than the fact that they went out there and they beat us. They stayed true to who they were, and they got the better of us that day.
Talking Packers left tackle David Bakhtiari here on the Wendy's Big Show on 1250 AM The Fan. There's been some comparison and conversation about that San Francisco defense and that front seven and the issues that they provided versus what this Tampa Bay front seven looked like. Can you compare and contrast the two?
Which one, sorry, you kind of broke out?
San Francisco last year versus Tampa.
I mean, they're both good fronts, both fronts that you definitely need to prepare for. I would say on the top end, and I don't want to say who is better or the other, because I don't want to be any bulletin board material, but
sure.
Both good talented fronts, and fronts that, you know, need to be respected, and you need to have a good game when you go out and play them. You can't just show up and expect for them to roll over, because that's not the type of fronts that those guys are. They're going to battle you for 4 straight quarters, and they got playmakers all across the line, and even on their linebackers. I think that's the one thing I can compare and say that was pretty even was definitely their linebacker play. They got fast, athletic linebackers that if you can't take care of and make sure they keep them guessing, they can kind of, I wouldn't say expose you, but they can definitely get after you in the run game and put us in tough situations.
So let's talk about that for a second, because from a fan perspective, which is where I'm coming from, I'm not the former player like Gary or Leroy. So when you're maybe struggling a little bit there in the first half with dealing with that speed of the linebackers and so forth, are there adjustments that you can make as a line to try and overcome that, or is it more just a physical thing than anything?
No, it's really just kind of staying true to who we are, doing what we can, but just keep, you know, being cognizant of, you know, the talent that is playing at linebacker, and don't let them get on a groove, and don't let them start, you know, making plays. And when they start making plays, they get more energized. They got a good feel for the game. I mean, I got to tip my hat to them. Those are two very good linebackers, and they were respected going into the game, and they kind of were as advertised.
Let's talk about. Go ahead.
They did a very good job.
Let's talk about Sue just for a moment here. Aaron Rodgers is on the Pat. Well, just because Rodgers brought it up today on the Pat McAfee show, and you know he was asked by him and AJ Hawk about the whole Brett Favre and Warren Sapp thing about how, yeah, they kind of went back and forth, but it was kind of more of a friendly thing. And then Rodgers, and I don't have the sound right now. We're having some issues on this side here in the building, but kind of just said that, you know, it wasn't necessarily pleasantries being exchanged between the two of them. From your perspective as an offensive lineman in dealing with a guy like Sue, is it his mouth? Is it his actions? Like, what is it that gets under everybody's skin when they got to deal with that guy?
I'd say more of his actions. I mean, guys talk. That's kind of the nature of the beast. But, you know, actions speak louder than words, so to speak. And with him, I mean, he's just throughout his history, he has done what he's done. And you can't really say one way or another or try and make it look good. I mean, he's done dirty things, and he's gotten fined for that, you know, to significant amounts, I believe, to six figures worth. And that kind of just talks about, you know, who he is. If he's got someone in a compromised position, granted, depending on how he's feeling, he will potentially take advantage or expose. That's an individual, and that's not something that I would really co-sign with.
What about from a game planning? I don't know if a game plan necessarily is the right way to phrase it, but when you're going into a game dealing with a guy like Sue, as offensive lineman, are you guys kind of a little bit more head on a swivel, kind of a little bit more aware of where he's at and what he's up to regarding your quarterback or other offensive linemen around you?
No, going into the game, our biggest thing was, you know, to keep him in check and make sure, one, he doesn't get going, because I think he gets it's just to keep him in check. That's the main thing, is making sure that he doesn't do anything, because if we give him any bit of slack, he will, like you saw, he'll take any and all cheap shots. And that's something that we knew going into the game, and that he, when had the opportunity to, would capitalize on.
Talking with David Bakhtiari, Packers All-Pro left tackle, here on the Wendy's Big Show on 1250 AM. The Fancy, Sparky Pfeiffer and David Bakhtiari. What about that play where Rodgers, well, we thought it was a touchdown at that moment. They ended up pulling it away, but he dives in the end zone. Winfield Jr. Takes that shot at him at that moment in time. Your thoughts on that play?
I saw the tail end of it. I really just saw Aaron on the ground. And immediately, I mean, my first reaction is run over there and do what we do best, protect him in any way, in any fashion. And it was awesome to see guys like Robert Tonyan, who were already close to the play, get in on the action early, kind of let that guy know that was I can't use the word on the radio, but it was not okay. And we were going to physically let him know and have our presence felt. And then, you know, once the cavalry ran in, we let it be known. But I was happy to see Aaron pop up right away, let us know that the hit didn't hurt him, and go ahead and celebrate and do what you do, man. I mean, if you put yourself out in the line like that and your body like that, we, you know, go right ahead and celebrate and make us feel good for what you just did.
I don't think that celebration was okay. I don't think. I mean, I can appreciate how good he is as a quarterback. That celebration, I'm not quite sure it was family appropriate either at this moment in time, David.
I thought it was hilarious. That's from Key and Peele, and
yep.
I hope he does it more often. I that's one of my favorite episodes of Key and Peele. I thought he executed the the pumps to perfection, honestly.
It was funny. He didn't realize that you guys went and took up for him on that hit. So he popped up and he said today at Pat McAfee show, he's like, I'm looking around like, oh, what's going on? And realized that you guys were overdoing that, and then had to make a decision of whether or not he was going to do it. And by that point, Tunyon was kind of coming over. So he decided to do it, which, again, very funny. No matter who you are, I think you probably laughed at that Aaron Rodgers celebration. So that game is done. I've heard Rodgers, Kenny Clark, Billy Turner, and others say, well, you know, us getting our butt kicked maybe is a wake-up call and gets us going in the right direction. We've heard Matt LaFleur this week say you guys had three bad days of practice last week. I guess my question, again, from a fan perspective, is there any way to know whether or not the team is kind of feeling themselves and needs a wake-up call at that moment in time? I asked Leroy that, and he said that he thought it was kind of hard to kind of, you know, get that feel when you're in the locker room and you're playing at that moment in time.
Yeah, I mean, there are times we've gone to a game and I've felt a certain way, a vibe, and we've gone out there and I've been completely incorrect. It was like my instincts were wrong, and there's times where I've felt a certain way going to a game. My instincts were absolutely right. So it's really just you have to kind of find you have to temp or kind of gauge how the team reacts based on what we, you know, what's going on around us. And, you know, I agree with them. A lot of people were talking about how great we were. And clearly, you know, I would definitely use it as some sort of wake up call. And I wouldn't say I'm glad, because I want to go 16-0 every game.
There you go.
Or every year. And I want to win every single game we can, because that's why we go out there and play the game. We play the game to win. But if that's what guys need to kind of come back to reality, so to speak, and kind of be humble, because it's a very humbling league. You can take all the accolades you want for what people say about you, but at the end of the day, you didn't get there by just feeling good about yourself. You got there through grinding, through hard work, through your preparation, and that's what you need to stick to. And I think that's, you know, I have had conversations with Corey about it. We've been around a long time. And playing this game together, that was one thing that we kind of had talked about, that you have to weather the storm, either when it's a good storm or a bad storm. You have to try as hard as you can to stay, I wouldn't say as neutral as possible, but you have to stay on your path and what your preparation is and not really stray from that, whether you're on the highs of highs or lows of lows. And that's how you, throughout a course of a season, how you stay as consistent as possible.
So I'm David Bakhtiari, Packers all-pro left tackle here on The Fan. I want to follow up. So coming off of a bye week then, and like you said, you've played the game a long time. Coming off of a bye week in the NFL, did you find it year to year that maybe it's a little bit more difficult for these guys, teammates and so forth, to maybe find that same concentration level than versus, say, playing 4 or 5 weeks in a row and you're going through it each week time and time again versus coming off a bye week? Maybe it's a little bit more difficult.
Sorry, you broke out again. What did you say?
As far as concentration level goes, you know, going into that next week of practice coming off of a bye week, does concentration tend to be an issue coming off of a bye week in most years, or was this kind of an anomaly as far as your time in Green Bay?
Again, I think it just it speaks to the preparation and the I would just say how well we can handle success and failure.
Sure.
You know, it's gonna say a lot about our team. You know, obviously we need to stay true to who we are and what we do, and that shows, because you know this is a very competitive league. On the other side of the coin, you know, how do we respond to adversity? Now we just had a team basically punch us right in the mouth. How are we going to respond? And I would anticipate and assume that we are going to respond with how we play Packer football, and that right there will tell a lot, and then it'll help us whenever we're in the situation again, because that's why I always enjoy facing adversity, because then you know how to navigate once you're in a compromised situation. Because if you've never been in a compromised situation, you don't really know how to get out of it and how to work through it. And I think that, you know, I hate comparing us to like military, but I mean, like when they, you know, all their courses and all their preparation that they go through, they've had them face as much adversity, if not even worse adversity, than they would face out there, so then they can basically perform even better when called upon, and they know how to respond.
Next up for the Packers, the Houston Texans this week. Your thoughts on facing that Texans defense?
I think it's a good front. I think they're a hungry football team that has that hasn't won as much as they'd like. And again, I think we're going to get their best shot. So, you know, coming in, I think biggest thing, you got to buckle that chin strap and get ready for a four-quarter battle and, you know, weather the storm. I think that's the most important thing for us going into this game.
What did you do on your bye week since you had that time off?
We had to stay in town. We had COVID testing every day, so really just took I went fishing, spent some time with the missus, and
did you make some wreaths?
I did not. She did. I did not.
It would have been a perfect time for you to learn how to do it, so you can help in the off season.
You know, I'm going to go ahead and leave the wreath making business to her. I'll just be on the finance side.
And that website again is what? Frankie'sWreathCo.com. Frankie'sWreathCo.com.
Frankie'sWreathCo.com. Or I think Frankie'sWreathCo. Yeah, Frankie'sWreathCo.com. Go check it out. I mean, she makes everything from anything seasonal to any, and they're all custom. They're one of one, made to you, for you, by her.
And I was thinking about that too. I mean, if you, we talk about Thanksgiving and Halloween and those things, but you could always do something around your kid's baseball team or football team or basketball team or something along those lines too.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's so funny seeing the certain wreaths she's had to make and the customizations, and I think that's awesome. I never expected this many people to enjoy that many wreaths. And the cool thing about them that I appreciate is that they last forever. So when you're buying it, it's not something you're getting just to last for a few months, because how she makes it and what she uses lasts a lifetime.
David Bakhtiari, thanks so much for coming on. Next week, I think we'll have Gary and Leroy back with us. We'll have these issues fixed, and they'll join me. And good luck against the Texans this week if you play. You did say you're not out for the season, so I'm very happy about that. Maybe we'll get more out of you next week. Keep working
on it. Probably the week goes on. I think information will come out, but appreciate it. Thank you, and you take care.
You bet. You take care. There he is, David Bakhtiari on the Great Midwest Bank hotline of applying for a home renovation loan. As you're feeling anxious, breathe and let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.